The Brentwood Chamber of Commerce has launched the 2018 Brentwood Business Awards, which we at Phoenix FM are supporting. The awards will recognise the best of local organisations and employees at a black tie dinner on the 9th of November. Entries are open to organisations based in or doing business in the borough of Brentwood, whether they are sole traders, businesses, charities, social sector organisations and individual employees. All kinds of business sizes. Joining me in the studio now is Ian Marshall from Spargo Hairdressers. Good afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Your company, Spargo Hairdressers, sponsoring the Sales and Marketing Award.
That's correct.
What attracted you to this awards?
Originally, obviously, I've been involved with the Chamber of Commerce and I spoke at their Christmas lunch at the end of last year. That's when they launched the business awards. It was something that I was very interested in. We've won multiple awards in the past, and I do feel it is time that everyone starts supporting Brentwood as a community more, and it's a perfect opportunity to help businesses.
It's quite thriving out there. I took a walk in the town centre yesterday, yeah. And there's a lot of businesses out there, different.
Oh, definitely. I think the sunshine helps as well.
Absolutely, sure. And what's some of the criteria for the sales and marketing order? What are you actually looking for?
Well, there's the normal criteria that will be on the website. So the business needs to be in the Brentwood area. It needs to be a good, solid business. And then really what we're looking for is something different, something innovative. Sales and marketing is big in every business, as it is in mine. And it's just to try and praise and reward the people that are really doing something different to make an impact.
And with sales, of course, you need to back it up with figures, don't you?
Exactly. We are going to be looking deeply into the facts and figures that they produce for us so that we can really look at an overall view of the business and how they're pushing it. But we also want to look at what they're going to be doing in the future. So looking at their next two-year plan to see where they're going to be pushing and developing their own business as well as the local community.
And let's talk about Spargo. Whereabouts are you based? How long have you been in business? And what do you do?
Well, we're a hairdressers. We've been in Brentwood for 14 years now. Originally, we were on the High Street. 4 years ago, we moved round opposite Laura Ashley on Weald Road, which everyone said was a crazy move. But
that's down the bottom and to the right, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah, just at the traffic lights. Everyone said it was a bit of a crazy move. A carpet shop had been there and a couple of other businesses, but there's a constant traffic jam there. So therefore, everyone's sitting there looking at the front of my shop.
Oh, that looks nice.
Yeah, exactly. I'll go and get my hair done. So we moved there 4 years ago, but 3 years ago, I started developing my own charity as well called Spargo Land. So Spargo and Spargo Land are actually sponsoring the Sales and Marketing Award.
Okay. And what does your charity do? What are the specific aims of that charity?
Spargo Land is, as far as we know, the world's first salon specifically designed for children and adults with extra needs. So whether it's sensory needs, whether it's physical needs, and it's to create a nice environment for them to come, get their hair done and relax. What people don't realise is there's 3 to 5 million people out there that don't find it very easy to go into a hairdresser's for one reason or another. So we're trying to create an environment where they also have the chance to go somewhere and look and feel fantastic.
Most children hate having to go to the hairdressers, don't they? I used to hate it.
Well, to be quite honest, I'm 40-something years old and I don't particularly like getting my hair done. It's not a nice experience for some people, especially with sensory issues like autism, Asperger's. And for some children and adults, it can be quite painful and people just don't understand that.
I imagine it's quite restricting for some people because once the gown goes on, the arms have kind of lost all mobility, haven't they, in some ways?
Yeah, totally. And that's why, you know, we've built this specially built salon out the back of our salon where it is a very calm environment. I volunteer my time in there. It is one-on-one all the time. And a lot of the time I'll sit on the floor and cut their hair. I'll lay on the floor. I'll play with the toys. There's a sensory room. The parents can sit and chill out. But it is years of experience of working with people with, you know, an issue with walking into a hairdresser's has just developed the skills.
Is this a premium service?
This is actually a free service. Okay. So we do request that a voluntary donation is made, but this is purely a non-profit charity. It is For me, it's a labour of love. It's not about making money. I've got my business. I'm quite secure there and I'm happy doing that. This is to give something else back.
Wow. That's really good of you. And if it's anything like the decor in your main salon, I think it looked like a very nice place because you've done very, very well. I like the brickwork and the sleepers. And it's my local barber's is, red and white and traditional sort of look. And you've gone completely the opposite direction. It's there's sort of charcoal greys and brickwork and natural wooden beams.
Well, the main part of Spargo, the actual salon, was designed. I was previously a builder before I became a hairdresser. So the design was done to create a soft, relaxing environment for people, not the normal run-of-the-mill hairdressers that's back-to-back sections. They're all in their own little areas. So it almost feels like you're sitting in a separate salon within the salon. Just so that people can relax a little bit more rather than the pressure of a normal salon around them.
I've got to ask, what's the music policy like in the salon?
Obviously, we always have Phoenix. we try and keep the music suited to the clientele. A lot of the staff would love their own music on, but we have to cater for the individual. So throughout the day, music can change throughout the day. And it is difficult to play a radio station. Quite a lot of the time because there are so many stops throughout it and clients are there just to chill out, and a lot of the time clients don't even notice what music you've got on and the staff completely cut off from it, so sometimes it goes off for 10 minutes and we don't even know it's gone off.
What do you think the advantages are of an awards ceremony like this for the local area?
Obviously, this is the first year that it's happened. I think it's a brilliant move by the Chamber of Commerce. I think it's really showing that they're trying to support local businesses. There has been a downturn in the whole country, not just Brentwood. And I think the Chamber of Commerce is pushing it harder and harder so that the community of businesses is getting together. And awards, yes, it's lovely to win, but it's also about bringing other businesses that might not get through to the final, that might not win the final, but it's giving them recognition within the local community that they are doing a good job, and it's bringing those businesses together to talk.
It does seem like everyone says they haven't got any money these days or it's very hard for a business. In fact, if you do walk down Brentwood High Street, you go through the Baytree Centre, there are
definitely
a number of empty units. And even with Maplin and Toys R Us folding, you think, well, maybe some of these businesses that are unsung are actually being run from someone's spare bedroom, their wooden shed in the garden, or even a small rented office in a town somewhere.
No, I definitely believe that a lot of the large corporations now are going to start struggling. And it is down to the small businesses, which the Chamber supports massively, to start bringing themselves to the forefront. Because it is now, you can get so much online. Everything is accessible nowadays, and now it's about the service, and that's one of the big areas that Spargo especially prides itself on. And I think a lot of the small businesses in Brentwood are starting to pride themselves on their customer service.
Sure. Okay, and well, thank you very much for coming in and talking
about
Spargo. And one quick final plug for Spargo Land. Whereabouts are you again?
So Spargo is based on Two Wheeled Road, opposite Laura Ashley. Spargo Land, it's got its own website up and running. We haven't fully launched it to the press yet because we have been inundated with clients already. But Spargo Land is situated at the back of Spargo.
This interview will be online again later this evening on the Phoenix FM website. If you've just tuned in, don't worry, you can hear it all again later on the website. Brentwoodchambers.co.uk. Click the links to the business awards if you're interested in perhaps entering your business for that award, the Sales and Marketing Award, or one of the other many awards available. Ian Marshall, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.